When?
Every day.
Come on.
Okay, let's continue. We're in Hilchos Masa, Karbanos Perek Yudala, chapter 14, Halacha Vav, Law 6. We're talking about Neder and Nedavos. Difference between a Neder and a Nedava. Neder is where you vow that something should happen, and therefore, even if you set something aside to be the Korban and you lose it, you still have not fulfilled your vow. As opposed to Nedava, it's this item.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it. That item's gone. I don't have responsibility for it. So now, Vav, I don't know why the Rambam is just repeating something that by now we know and it's very clear, but we'll just say it anyway. Home, if a person says, Demei shor ze olai, ola, if the monetary value of this ox, I have to give that upon myself and to use that for an ola, udemei, bais ze olai korban, and the monetary value of this house, I will give for me for a korban, okay? But it's not that house, it's whatever it's worth. So it's worth, regardless, umei sashor. And now, after you said that, the ox dies. V'novelbai, so then the house falls
it's
down.
A neder. It's a neder.
Still chayv l'shalom. You got to pay because that was a neder. I'm going to give the money, right?
At the time you vowed.
And at the time, and it had a value at that time. I'm not giving the house and I'm not giving the ox. Now, if he would have said the proceeds of the sale of it,
oh, that's different.
Then it would
that's
have been
that
off
house.
The hook. Amar Hare, it's an interesting one now. He wants to have best from both ways. Hare alai ola, I want this to be an ola upon me. Okay, I have a responsibility to bring an ola. That sounds like a neder. However, almanas, on the condition, shows chai vechers. I don't have responsibility for it.
Oh, come on.
So that's it. Meaning after I separate the animal, I have no responsibility for it. Guess what? Ain't a chai vechers. He doesn't have responsibility.
So
he's effectively
adava.
Said,
it's
I'm
an
making an adava. Yeah, effectively, even though he's using the words of a neder, but he's qualified it to become an adava. So it becomes an adava. Okay, Zion is a fascinating halacha. Needs a little bit of background. We mentioned it, I think, a couple weeks ago in the Shabbos afternoon Pirkei Avos class. There was a temple in Alexandria during the temple era. It was called the Beis Chonyo. It was named after fellow Chonyo.
Huge. It was huge.
And Chonyo gave up the opportunity of being the Kohen Gadol to let his brother be the Kohen Gadol. And then he just had second thoughts about it. Yes.
Huge.
No, that's
huge.
Different. No, that was Alexandria. That's not Beis Chonyo. So Chonyo made his own temple. That was totally wrong and not allowed, but he did it.
Come on.
Okay, fine. Anyway, we'll see how it relates. So anyway, they brought korbanos and everything. Now, you know how many averis they're doing. Shchute chutz and ad infinitum averis going on over there.
This is happening where?
In Beis Chonyo in Alexandria.
Okay, got it.
During Second Temple period.
Okay.
Anyway, but there is a place where it fits into halacha here a little bit. Okay. Zion. Now, listen carefully, because only till the end will you get all the information that you want, a.k.a. don't ask any questions. Kvar Be'arno, we already explained, Sha'osa Bayis Chutz LaMikdosh LaHakriber Kabbanis. A person erects a place outside of the Beis HaMikdash for the sole purpose of bringing Kabbanis to Hashem. Now, of course, that is shchute chutz right away. You can't do that. You can't bring korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Notwithstanding that aver that we acknowledge but not going to deal with, it is still not considered idol worship.
Thank goodness for that.
Because you're worshiping to Hashem. No one's going to deny that you're worshiping Hashem. You're doing an aver, you're not worshiping Hashem in the right place. So I've already explained to you that eino kebeis avodah zarah. It's not considered a house of idol worship. Okay, so now let's see if a guy makes a vow, and he's specifically referring to the Beis Chonyo that's in Alexandria. So now, based on that point, if a person says, Hare olai ola, I have an ola to bring, and shakriva bamikdosh, and I will bring it to the temple. Which temple? And what does he do? Vikriva babais, and he goes and brings it in the Beis Chonyo, which is quote unquote a mikdash, but not a valid mikdash. Well, obviously, lo yotso, he has not filled his obligation. When he slaughters the animal, because really what's happened, the animal just died. Like any other neder, if the animal that you say has to be for a korban and it dies, you have to replace it with another one. So, in other words, not to misconstrue, so, well, I did bring it to a mikdash. I meant that mikdash. No, there's no such thing as bringing a korban to that kind of place. So it's no different than if you vow to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and the animal died, you still have to bring another one. So therefore, lo yatsa is not fulfilled his accusation. Now, what if he does the following? What if he's more specific? What if he says, I make a vow, shakri vena b'vayis, I make a vow that I'll bring a korban to Beis Chonyo. To this place. Here it is. There it is. Well, I'm in Alexandria. I'm making a vow. Gotta remember, these people were off. It's like Reformed Jews. You know, whatever you want to call them. Like Reformed Jews. They really felt this was a temple. I don't know how Konya was able to delude himself and think he's serving Hashem. He was Kohen Gadol material.
Well, he was chosen as a Kohen.
Right, but anyway, so, and the guy says, well, I make a vow that I'm going to bring it to the Beis Chonyo. Vehikriva Bamikdosh.
Oh, took a wrong turn.
He brought it to the Beis HaMikdosh. So Yotza, he has fulfilled his obligation because really there was nothing to do to begin with, as it were. He, you know, I make the vow, you know, to bring it to this house, right? But so Yotza, because there was no vow to begin with. You just wasted your time, that's all. So it's interesting because you might think, well, he didn't fulfill his vow. But no, he did even better than the vow. He brought it to the Beis HaMikdash.
Well, he prevented himself from another
sin. And Vim Hikriva Bozo, I said, he does bring to the Beis Chonyo, Yotza is also Yotza. Why? Because it's Harehu Kamisha Nadar Ola. It's like a guy made a vow to give an Ola, Amanashu Yishchai Vrechvisa. I'm not responsible for it. That's no different than that. But don't think the guy's off scot-free. Anyway, no matter what, Va'anushkar, he gets kares.
That's still not good.
For Shchut Echutz, for not bringing Beis HaMikdash. Or similarly, we know when a person becomes a Nazir, he has to do a number of things. And one of the things is he has to shave his hair where in the Beis HaMikdash. So listen to what the guy says. I'm a Nazir, I will cut my hair off in the Beis Chonyo. If he cuts his hair off there, Yotza, he's fulfilled his obligation. Why? Because he's no different than a person saying, what? Harehu Kamisha, Nader, Litzar, Asas. The person, I make a vow to give myself pain. I make a vow to give myself pain, I won't drink wine. I give myself pain, and I'm going to cut my hair 30 days later in Beis Chonyo. So fine. He didn't say anything has to do with Kiddush or holiness or a real Nazir.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Sir Atzma, he did give himself pain. Pain is it. Was never a Nazir to begin with, and he's not expected to be a Nazir now. The people do. The only question is, has he? You say, well, what do I care? The guy's whacked anyway. No, everything you do wrong, you get punished for. Did you get punished for not keeping your vow? He kept his vow because his vow was really a silly vow that he kept. Okay, good.
One question?
Yes, sir.
I don't understand why I just So
why do you get kares? You get kares if you bring a korban.
Yeah,
not in the Beis HaMikdash, you get kares. If I today will say, I am taking an animal, I am shechting it for Hashem in my backyard, I get kares. That's an aver in the Torah. You can only bring korbanos to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash.
They're serving Hashem.
Right. You can only bring a korban to Hashem in only one place in the entire universe. It is the Holy Temple. And if you bring it anywhere else, the Torah goes out of its way and say you get kares.
And what's my avodah in the shul here?
You're not bringing korbanos, are you? Did you slaughter a cow here lately?
I serve Hashem.
You can serve Hashem anywhere. You can't bring a korban anywhere. A korban.
Not the coat.
You can do whatever you want to talk to Hashem, sing to Hashem, dance with Hashem, but you can't slaughter a cow as a korban to Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay,
so
now,
you can't do it today because there's no Beis HaMikdash.
Well, you
right. Could theoretically.
You can't
know where
do
the Mizbeach
it. You
was.
Can't do it. Finished.
Okay,
out.
Okay.
Ches. Now we're going to discuss which korbanos may not be brought voluntarily. We talked about a shlamim, an ola, and a mincha can be brought voluntarily. What korbanos cannot be, it can't be called a neder or a nedava. Chatos ve'oshem, the sin offering, and the oshem is a different type of sin
offering.
You only bring it if you did a sin. It's the only way you could do it. Okay, Einam Poim, they can only be brought Ella Al Chet, only as part of after a sin. Ve'einam Poim ben Ederava, they're not going to be brought as a vow or a pledge. And therefore, HaOmer, if a person says, I vow the following, Hare Alai Chatas, I vow to bring a Chatas and an Asham. Even if he decides to sin and then bring the Korban, it ain't going to help. Shomer, he says, Hare Zu Chatas, or this animal is going to be a chatas, and you didn't do any aveira. Lomer klum, he said nothing. It's a useless statement.
Right.
You cannot give a voluntary thing of a sin. However, let's say he did a sin, and he is kind of a korban chatas already, or a korban ashen. He has not yet designated which animal will be that animal. Hayim achuyev chatas or ashen. He was already obliged to bring a chatas or ashen. He says, Hare zol chatasi. Bessie is for my sin, right here. Oh, Lashmir, for my guilt offering. Oh, Hare Hamoz Ha'ela, this money I'm separating is to buy L'chatasi, my korban chatos, Lashmir, my guilt offering. Certainly his words are acceptable because he's obliged to bring when he's saying this goes for what I'm already obliged for. Now, the next halacha, interesting, is let's say, if you recall, there are certain korbanos that are called a korban ola v'yored, a fluctuating korban, depending on the financial status
sliding
of the person,
scale,
giving
scale,
anyway
korban.
From a big animal, a regular animal, bird, or mincha.
Yeah.
Okay? One of the sliding offerings is the korban that a mitzora brings. Okay? Let's need that for background. And depending on what you're worth, you can... Now, let's just go up to the side. Let's just say Stamazoi, somebody was bringing a korban. Let's say you have a mitzora who's bringing a korban, and the guy's another person says, you know, I'd like to bring a korban, not because I'm a mitzora, but just like that guy's bringing. You know, let's say the guy's got a korban chatas. He said, I vow to give the same, not for a chatas, but I vow to give the same animal that guy's going to
give.
So
me too.
Not that I sinned. You know, this guy's, you know, there's all kinds of animals. The same animal can be used for a chatas, can be used for an ola, whatever. So whatever this guy is bringing, I want. And if he's bringing Korban X, then you'd have to bring Korban X for your own. But here the problem is, he's talking about a person who's bringing a Korban Mitzora. Now the Korban Mitzora is a fluctuating Korban. So what if he says, I'm going to bring a Korban Mitzora like that guy. The animal, like that guy, is going to bring.
Oh.
So he say, or Korban Yoledes.
Oh.
In other words, the Korban of a Mitzora, the Korban of this person.
Yeah.
Now you don't know at all what he's bringing yet, because it could be a big animal, a
so
bird,
it's a sliding scale.
Or a thing. So now the question is, what do you bring? The second guy. So that's the case. Test. Homer guy says, Korban Mitzora Zeh. Oh, Yoledes Zol Olai. Another person says, I'm going to bring just like this Korban Mitzora this guy bringing, or this Yoledes, and they're both sliding scale korbanos. So now, who is it depend on? On the person who makes the vow, or the person who's bringing the Korban? So Rambam says, Imhoya Ose Mitzora Yoledes Aniyim. So if that subject of the Mitzora or the woman who gave birth are poor, then maybe hano their korban ani.
Yeah.
Then the person gives a poor man's offering. If they're wealthy, maybe hano their korban asher. The guy gives a wealthy man's offering. Apple pish, or even the guy who made the vow is a poor guy. It goes after. It's pretty logical.
Yeah.
Goes after the one who is actually bringing the korban.
Basically, has to wait until the guy.
That's right. You couldn't bring it until you know what he's bringing. Okay. Now here's another one. What if somebody has to bring a korban? Somebody has to bring a korban for whatever reason. It's your good friend has to bring a korban. And you know he doesn't have a lot of money. So you want to say, I make a vow. I will take responsibility. I will bring the korban for him.
Whoa.
I'll be his shliach. Let's say the guy, because I'm going to give a shlomo. The guy says, you know what? And the guy goes, oh, no. I don't have the money for sure.
Right. What did I say?
Now you got to give it, man. And you got to give it within a certain period of time.
Sure.
Because we're going to learn shortly, maybe today or next week. If you don't give it a certain amount of time, that's another sin.
Yeah.
So the guy said, you know, I see you're having a lot of aggravation
from
this.
Akher.
You know, I hereby accept to myself, I'll bring the Korban for you. Can that be done? Well, in theory, yes. Why couldn't he be a shliach, right?
Yeah.
But let's see how this applies in all circumstances. Yud. Ha'omer chatoso va'oloso va'ashamo ushlamov shel ploni olai. If the guy says, this korban chatos, this ola, this asham, this shlamim of a certain fellow, I will be bring it on their behalf. Now, depends. Imrat also ploni. If the guy says, okay, that's a good idea. You could bring it on my behalf. Hareze menichon lahakriven al yodo. He can allow him to bring the korban for him. Umischaper lo. And it can bring atonement or accomplishment for whatever the korban was meant to bring. However, what if rutz? Because you could have a shliach. Rutz or bishas hafrosh. Let's guy says, okay, that's fine. Guy says, okay, I'm separating the animal now. Now I'm separating the animal. He separates the animal. Okay, I'm going to go to Yerushalayim next week. Now the first guy who had to bring korban says, you know, I changed my mind. Really, I should be doing it myself. And even if I'm poor, I'm going to have to just find a way to do it.
Whoa.
But wait a minute. But I already separated for you. This is for you. I spent a lot of money buying this cow.
Yeah, come on.
So now it's for you. So now what happens? Now, first of all, changed, by the time it was time for offering, he changed his mind. Alechaz changed his mind. What's the law? It depends what kind of korban it is. Ba'ola u'bashlamim. If it's an ol and a shlamim, since there's no aspect of vidui on it,
right,
and therefore really was just a gift to Hashem, then guess what? Too late, buddy. Makrivan, the other guy can bring it. Umischaper lo bahen, and it's effective for the first guy. Alfi shen ratz, even though he wanted to bring it. Why? Because shay ratz avishas rosh. He won it when it was separated, and once it's separated, that's it. And we don't need his acknowledgement anymore because there's no real atonement necessary.
Right.
You vowed that you were going to give a shlamim. Guess what? It's been given. It's been given. However, to turn around with a chatas and an asham,
no, that's different.
You can be an agent to say, I'm doing vidui for the other guy. But if the guy says, I don't want you to bring it, it's like saying, I don't want to do tshuva on this one. So aval b'chatas u'b'asham, lo niskaper lo. It doesn't bring atonement. So he has to want it from beginning until the end. Because vidui must be done with the das of the original person. Because the guy's saying, I'm not confessing. I don't want it. Well, you can't.
So even can the other guy come and confess for him?
Not if he doesn't want to. Now,
but if he wants
yes,
him
we
to,
already
can.
Said that in the beginning. You can make him a shliach. Just cause, let's say a guy is a cripple. He can't go to Yerushalayim.
But
he's not cars.
But
he's sin. So he sends a shliach. For the vidui for him. Okay.
In the first case where he doesn't for the other guy, in a straight ahead case, there's no problem. Who gets the points for that in Shemayim?
They both do. They both do. Right. The shliach, you know, gets a mitzvah for helping out the guy, and the guy did it for him. It's both. It's an assist, yeah. In hockey, it's worth
it's
the
a
same.
Goal and assist.
Goals and assists. It's considered points. It's right. Still considered right. Points, right?
How are they doing this year?
Okay, Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. This is interesting now. A little introduction. Now, we have a neder and a nedava. Now, what is more advisable, considering how life can have all kinds of twists and turns, and when you say something, you never know what the next day brings. What is better, to make a neder or a nedava? Nedava.
Yeah.
Why?
You're not on the hook if it dies.
Well, yeah, certainly you got to go through the effort to bring an animal, but you went and bought an animal for $500, and then it dies. You know what? It's hard to turn around another animal that fast.
Yeah,
you may not be rich enough. You may end up not... I put all my hope on this cow. And it's dead, and
it's
I don't
like
got any
race
money.
Track, you know, you
so
money
if it's a neder, you've got to bring a cow sooner or later.
You got it.
And you could lose 10 cows in the process. You still got to bring.
Goodness.
But if it's a neduba, I tried. Now, of course, it can't mean, well, I made a neduba, I never intend on doing that. Not, you can't do that, but you tried. So what are you saying? You know, this animal is the one I'm giving. Fine. Now, no matter what happens, you have an out.
Yeah.
Except to be a Russia and not give it. But once you separate, it's there. So the rabbis say that what kind of vow do tzaddikim make and what kind do rishayim make?
Oh.
So a Rasha will make a neder, a tzaddik will make an adava.
Yeah.
Because a tzaddik's careful, who knows what tomorrow will bring. A Rasha just does what he does, right? Or may do things in a fit of anger, you know, doesn't think it through. Well, that, if that's the case, I'm going to bring an ola. I'm going to bring an ola. Oh, that wasn't so smart. Now you got to really bring one. No matter what happens, you got to bring one. Okay, so we got what we call the neder that the wicked man makes, the neder that the tzaddik makes. So now you get up and you say the following. You're going to say, I'm making a neder like a Rasha.
Come on.
Like a tzaddik. What'll happen? Yudalef. Ha'omer, you have to listen carefully now. Now remember, wait a minute, just one more point. Remember, Rasha goes with neder.
Yes.
Tzaddik goes nedava. With nedava. Now, what if you're going to say, I'm going to do like a Rasha and give a Nadava?
Oh.
It'll be like a Tzaddik and give a Nadava. So now they got to be compatible, the two descriptors, the object and the description. So put it all together and look at Yud Aleph. Homer, guy says, Hare Allah, it is about me, Kinidre, like the vowel, a neder of Rishayim, the way Rishayim do it. I'm going to bring an animal, the way a Rasha brings it for a neder. Shemididrem, for example, let's say amongst one that they give is Nazir, Korban Nazir, or regular Korban, or Shvua. Let's say it's Shvua, I make an end, I'm going to do this and this and that, whatever. Chayivakum, you're obliged all of them because why? It matches. Neder, Russia, you want to be a Russia too? Fine, that's okay. You want to be responsible as an error of that? Fine, everything fits good. But wait, what did he say? Kinidre ksherim, like the netters that a kosher person makes. That's not compatible. Lo niskayev klum. He's not obliged to anything because the verbiage was totally incorrect. What if he says, Hare olai kinidvos ksherim? I bring like a nidav of a kosher. Hare zeh nodar b'nozer b'korban. Yes, he's made a vow, either being a nozer or a korban or whatever. It all works. V'chol, I mean, I don't know why the Rambam throw this one in. It's just a throw-in over here. V'chol kinuye korban k'korban. Any other nickname of a korban, for example, if he says koname, konech, kones, etc., etc., hare olai, kones ola. That's all fine. Those are all the languages that are used for that. Okay, let's do one more. And this is very easy. It's long, but easy. There is a rule. Now, there's two rules you got to know. Number one, if you make a vow in your heart, and you really mean it, in your heart, I am going to this, you must fulfill what is in your heart, even if you said nothing. If you honestly, really, we're not saying you're dreaming. You really think, you know, in your mind, you're saying, I'm going to bring a Korban Shlomo. It's in your mind. You must bring it. Very interesting. You must bring it. Now, that doesn't matter what, because there's only one factor, what's in your heart. And you thought in your heart that's what it is. But once you verbalize, now a new rule kicks in. When you verbalize, what you say must be compatible in your heart. So if you say, I'm going to bring a shlomim, but inside you're saying, I'm not, then it doesn't go. Because they have to have congruity between the heart and the mind. The mind, there's nothing to be, if it's only in the mind, there's nothing for it to be congruous with. When you're talking, there has to be something, because even if you're a bird brain, you're still thinking when you're talking. When you're saying, I'm bringing, either you mean what you say, or you don't mean what you say. But when you think, you only can think. You haven't said anything that could contradict it or not. So that's basically what Yudbeis is saying. It doesn't matter if it's a neder or a nedava. Chayv, you're not obliged when you're verbalizing. Until your heart and mouth are equal on that. Kaitzad, for example.
Your mouth and your heart.
If he intended to say. He intended to say. Hareela, ola. I'm going to bring an ola. But what came out of his mouth? Yomer shlomim. Onishkaven, he intended to say, Harezu, ola. This is an ola. But he said, this is Vomer Shlomim, Vomer Kum, there's nothing. Niskavin Lindor Ba'ola, what if he trying to make a vow for an Ola? The Omar Korban. Is that a contradiction?
It's a generic.
Is it a contradiction?
No.
Would you say the heart and the mind are not compatible?
No.
They are compatible. Lindor Becherem, he wanted to make a vow for Cherem, that means gifts to the Beis Hamikdash, but it's a, but he was a little bit general, Vomer Hektish instead. Dvarav Kayam, it's good, because they are compatible, though one is more specific than general, they're not incompatible. Sheha'ola Korban, because an Ola is a type of Korban, V'Cherem is one type of Hektish. Now, here's the rule, though. One we're talking about, you don't got to say anything, you don't have to express anything, but if he makes up in his heart, he doesn't say anything, he's chayav. Ketzad, what is an example? He makes in his up there, he's looking at Bessie, and in his mind he's saying, Zuola, this is an Ola. Or he's thinking, Oshiyavi, I will bring an Ola. Hareis achayiv love, you gotta bring it. Why? Shinemar, because the pasuk says, Kol Nediv, what's the next word?
Libo.
Libo! What, the philanthropic part of his heart, Yivea brings it. Benedivus Lev Yishayiv, from the philanthropic part of the heart, you're obliged. V'chein kol kliyesu, and that's anything similar. Mididre kachim, make a vow for kachim, nidvosim or nidavos. The mind is just as important, but once you're talking, then everything has to be compatible.
So if you're auctioning aliyahs, somebody gets carried away and he pays $1,000, I didn't really mean it. So is he on the hook?
Well, we have to know, what do you mean you didn't really mean it? Well, a good auctioneer will say, do you mean it?
Well,
and more than that, sometimes that's al das rabim. If you recall, there's an idea al das rabim.
Yeah.
When you know there's a lot of people there, mm-hmm. and the assumption is when you're in a thing, you mean it.
Yeah.
When there's a general assumption, you know, where, listen, we're bidding, we know people are supposed to pay. Everyone who does pay. Now you're making a vow on what the rabim think is what's going on, and that overturns your das, so it can't get away. Sorry.